Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 26, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we are doing individual healings that also bless the senders. And let me explain what we'll be doing tonight. Again, this is a members-only event, and we'll be starting, as always, by calling in the directions and the beautiful allies in the Mesa. Then we'll put ourselves into embodied awakening, and once we're all shiny and bright, then people will be able to volunteer to receive a healing. And the person will state very simply and succinctly, hopefully, the effect they want, just with a bare minimum of details about what's going on. The entire group will then focus and visualize that outcome for that person and be a conduit of energy for them. And we will all empathically feel the energy rise and peak and hold and then ebb down again. Usually takes roughly 10 minutes per person on average. Then the next person will come in and we'll just do a few folks until we're done. And we'll also allow time for conversation, Q&A, et cetera, afterward. So this is very much a participatory process. If you're on the recording, believe it or not, you can participate as a sender as well. And even if you're listening a long time after the event, due to the magic of the Akashic Records, which exists beyond time and space, your energy being sent will contribute to that person's healing as well. And there's also the bounce back effect, because whenever you send energy for highest good to another being, the universe immediately sends you energy for your highest good. So I've done these events a number of times and have had many people who were just sending report very powerful healings of their own or big awakenings. So everybody wins in this kind of thing. So I love doing this event. All right. So let me just set the tech up. Okay, looks like we have our first request from somebody. Hang on, from Linda, it looks like. Okay, so Linda's first up. And let's hold further healing requests until after we do our call-in. So I invite everyone to relax and close your eyes. Oh, I always make a couple requests at the start here. I do request that you do only this if you're doing this. Please, no multitasking. Act as if you're right here in the room with me, because this is a group co-creation. The focus everyone brings affects everybody, even if you're on the recording. So don't treat it any differently that way. So please give it your full attention. If you can't give it your full attention now, then, leave, and then everyone's a member here. So just come back later and do it via the recording if you can't do it with full attention now. Also, if unexpectedly you need to leave the container while we're working, just ask the allies to gently remove you from the group field and they'll ease you out, and you should be able to depart without disrupting the process. Okay, so let's set the container. I invite you to close your eyes. And just relax, and hopefully you'll feel the field as it builds. Pachamama Namakiya Virakocham Inti Kvichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu shining rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu grandfather mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Thisa, Moo, West. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sphere of light around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Archangel Michael, would you please create two exit-only portals, one going down into the earth, one going up into the sky, so that all heavy energy released here will be cleared immediately from the space and that the healing space itself, the sacred container, will remain clear and bright. Thank you. Okay, that feels like a nice container. Okay, next I'm going to lead you into embodied awakening to set us up to do the healings. So if you're new to this, we're going to call our higher selves into our human bodies. This will only happen to the extent that serves your highest good. You're not going to get overwhelmed, so you can do this and not worry about any of that. The benefits of doing this are that you'll have a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you'll just know what to do through intuition, and there will be much more bliss. Metaphorically, it's like instead of your ego driving the car, your ego slides to the passenger seat, your divine drives. Your ego can take back the wheel anytime it wants. the divine only stays with the ego's permission. So the ego's at no risk. It can reverse and get control back in an instant, anytime it wants. So if all that sounds okay, in a moment, we'll speak some words to the higher self. Say them out loud if you can. Do them silently if you must. So speak the following to your higher self starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Relax into passive breath awareness. So if you feel energy moving in your system, just relax into the awareness of the energy, just letting it do as it will. If you don't have that, then just feel the breath come and go. But do it passively. There's no breath control. Just notice what's already happening on its own. It will work best if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be, let it happen. Stay passive. If you become distracted, let that distraction be just as it is with no resistance, but we'll treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention, so you relax back into your breath awareness or your energy awareness, whatever you chose. And you do this very persistently and very gently, as often as necessary. If the distraction remains in the background, that's fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The energy is getting pretty sweet. The final instruction is around how to use the minimum effort needed even to hold this level of attention. So if you'd like to fine-tune this for a moment, go to no effort at all. Simply exist for a moment. And at that zero effort level, notice if already on its own there's awareness of breath or energy without you even trying to notice it. If there is, then zero is enough. Stay at zero. If you've lost that awareness, then add a very tiny amount of effort back and add very small increments of energy, like the touches of a feather, until you regain a little bit of awareness of breath or energy. And then just rest in that very tiny amount of effort, barely enough to have the awareness of what's happening. Excessive effort will slow the process down. So you want to use the least effort that gets the job done. And if that's zero, then that's wonderful. Okay, many of us are in embodied awakening. And y'all who are there, just hang out and be. And your presence there will strengthen the field and it will make it easier for everyone else to get there. How do you know if you're in embodied awakening? Four things are all true at the same time. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's effortless and it's peaceful. And if all that's happening on its own, then you're good. Relax and just be. If you're not there yet, relax and just be. Let the awakening happen on its own. Your ego cannot make this happen. Any effort beyond passive awareness in this technique will slow it down. Your ego cannot awaken itself, but it can receive the awakening as a gift from your divine self. Okay, the field's feeling really nice. We'll leave just a moment longer for any stragglers to pop into embodied awakening. To be in this state is not mandatory to proceed, but it is optimal. So if you're not quite there, just relax and leave just a moment longer for your divine to saturate you. Once again, you're not going to get overwhelmed. It's not allowed under this technique. You'll only get as much awakening as you're ready for. Your divine is going to watch you very carefully the whole time. Maybe stretch a little bit, but won't take you over the edge. You are in no danger of your ego being destroyed. You can relax. Okay, we're ready. Okay, so we will now move into our healings. We've got one person on the queue already, and let's see what happens for that. Someone asked about a healing for a family member. If we have time at the end, but really this call is designed to give healing to those who are actually on the call. So we're going to put first priority on that. So I'm going to allow unmuting, but please, this is just for the person who's receiving healing. So it's like Linda is up. Linda, would you please unmute yourself?
Yes.
And if you're willing to turn your video on, that would be optimal. That way people can see you and have a vision of who they're sending to. Okay. Hey, Linda. So tell us now again, here's the protocol for this. We, the senders, nor the divine need to worry about all this. What we do know is the specific shift you want, the healing you desire, the energy you want released, the new sting brought in. So in a nutshell, what shift are you desiring, Linda? Okay, we cannot hear you. Try to now we can hear. Try it again.
Okay, now?
Yes, you're good now. Go ahead.
Okay. My parathyroid, my thyroid, and my adrenals are kind of shot at the moment.
Okay.
And they could get a little boost. And it wouldn't hurt if I also had my crown chakra open more.
Okay. So you want thyroid and adrenals are not working as much as you'd like them to. You want them brought up to optimal functioning?
Please.
And then you want your crown chakra open?
Yes, please.
We'll say to the greatest extent that serves highest good on that, shall we? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So everyone, those of you who are on video, you could see her until a second ago. We just lost your camera, Linda. Okay, good. So there's Linda. And so now there's two ways to do this, and I'll leave it to everyone's discretion how they want to send. One is you can actively imagine healing energy going to her and I'm imagining her, the thyroid. And what else were you asking for? Thyroid and
thyroid, adrenals.
Thyroid and okay. Crown. Okay. Her thyroid, adrenals, and crown chakra all receiving optimal healing and tuning. Or as I like to do, you can just ask to be the conduit for that effect. So if you're a visualizer, then start sending her energy and imagine her thyroid and everything else working beautifully. I'm sorry, I keep spacing out the second thing. If you prefer, you can just say, spirit that I am, flow the energy through me to Linda for the healings and openings that she has requested. And then just relax and let the energy come through. Whichever way you want to play it is fine. If you're undecided, just use the passive approach. It's simpler. Wow, yeah, okay. So we can feel energy go into Linda now. So Linda, your job is just to relax and just allow the energy to set. Can you feel that energy coming in, Linda?
Yes, I can.
Good, y'all are doing great. So let's just relax. The energy is building. And everyone just keeps sending. I'm being told to remind everyone, you're not sending your personal energy. you are sending divine energy. So if you're doing the passive approach, that'll be automatic. If you are actively visualizing, be sure that you're asking that even though your ego is visualizing, the energy that's coming through is from divine source and is not coming from your personal human energy supply. You want to be a conduit, you don't want to drain yourself. So that's important. So yeah, that's a beautiful, smooth flow going to you, Linda. So we'll just everyone stay with it and let's let it flow for a bit. I may be silent for periods, I don't know, but if I'm quiet, don't worry, just keep sending unless I advise you otherwise. Thyroid, adrenals, crown chakra. Yeah, I can feel energy going to all three.
Mm-hmm. So can I.
And Linda, your job is to relax completely, be 100% passive, open fully, and let the divine bring it all to you. You also are in no danger of overwhelm because your higher self is regulating the incoming energy, fine-tuning it, and making sure that you're getting plenty of it, but not too much. So you can relax and know that just exactly the right amount is coming to each area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can feel that frequency shifting now, can't you, Linda?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's working. Y'all are doing great. Stay with it. Yeah, Linda, your whole body's getting tingly, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're doing great. You're beautifully open and receiving. Great job. Everyone else is doing a great job flowing. Again, as a reminder, even if you're on the recording, your energy is coming in. It's counting. This all works beyond time and space. So feel free to keep being a conduit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Linda, you feel so lit up to me right now. Just like a big ball of light. That's kind of what it feels like?
Yes, it does.
Nice. Okay. And now I'm feeling, instead of a build, I'm feeling a stasis field now. So now we're all charged up and now we're in the soaking phase. So just relax, Linda. The energy is fully present for you now. It doesn't feel like new energy is needed now, but you can relax and just sort of feel the current field holding and soaking into Linda, into those areas, her thyroid, her adrenals, her crown chakra. And it just needs a little time to soak in and penetrate fully. Oh, it is getting brighter. Okay. Surprise, it's expanding some more. Okay, just relax. So Linda, they're taking you into a pretty strong altered state, aren't they?
Yes,
they are. So are you okay to relax into that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just beautiful. You're really big. So just relax into that beautiful divine beingness. You're doing great. Yeah, this healing requires an altered state. So relax into that. Yeah, I can feel them now. What they've just done, Linda, they took a lot of your consciousness out of the body. And that's given them more room to get in there and work on the thyroid and the adrenals. And I can feel them it's like they're scraping away old calcified stuff in both areas.
Cool.
So yeah, they're in there working like construction workers. Let's get this cleaned up, clean out those pipes, kind of vibe. So just give them time to scrape away the calcified, hardened stuff that's been in the way of these. And they're doing other things too, but that's the main thing I'm aware of. The sense of a lot of calcified stuff that needs a removal or loosening. They're working your pineal gland too. which is, of course, that there's direct relation between that and the crown chakra. So they have to work that to help the crown open. You can feel that kind of light in the middle of your head there.
Yep, I sure can.
Yeah, so they're getting that too. So just, they always work related areas as needed. So Linda's still at full volume here. So y'all keep your concentration, keep being the conduit or keep sending energy. And if you've been actively visualizing, you're starting to get tired, you can just switch over to passive flow. Just say, hey, switch over, just now flow it through me, whatever she needs. I'm just going to go passive and be the pipeline now. You can switch over if you wish, or vice versa for that matter. You can tell I'm biased toward the passive approach, but both ways work. Okay, that's like my sense is they're like test fitting your light body back into your physical body and taking it in and out a little bit. You feel that?
Yes.
They're checking how the light body is working with the work they've done. And now they're kind of letting it stay. So now you just need to relax, Linda, let them integrate the light body back in into the new cleaned up thyroid and adrenals and crown. So give them a moment to let your light body integrate back into your physical body. Everybody, keep your focus. This is an important step too. We're not done. Good. Yeah, so they're easing you back into the body. I can sense a lot of rewiring happening, fine-tuning of connections, so just give them time. They're actually doing quite a bit beyond what you asked for, but they kind of have to make it all work harmoniously. So just relax and let them kind of put it all back together. Okay, you're using a little bit of effort there, Linda. Can you relax fully and just let them fully get you back in? Yeah. No, don't help, don't resist, just relax. It's a little more intense than you're used to, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah. It was fabulous.
Yeah, well, we're not done. So they need you to really just chill, be passive, allow. They need your, for the optimal outcome, they would like you to be just fully passive and let them complete the integration. Don't try to help. Don't do it yourself. Let them do it for you. There you go. There we go, all in. So can you tell Linda, and it would be great if we could see you on the camera again, if that's okay?
Yes.
Do you feel anything different here?
Yeah, everything feels.
Linda, we can't hear you anymore. We can't hear you anymore.
Sure.
That's better.
Okay, I don't know why I can't hear. Okay.
We're good, go ahead.
Okay, it was really wonderful because I could tell when everything was going on. It felt like there were 1,000 fingers just going everywhere. And thank you so much, everybody. I cannot thank you enough.
Our pleasure. Thank you,
okay. Everybody. Really appreciate it.
Can you on the feeling level tell any difference in the thyroid or the adrenals, or is there an actual physical difference in feeling?
Yes. It feels like this is more activated. It feels like something really worked in there.
Okay.
And when you were talking about the crown chakra and the pineal,
yeah,
I felt that and the adrenals, they got a shot.
Okay.
It felt like that was going in there. And then when you said that I was expansive and more white colored, I mean, I felt like I was like all over the place. I was not centered in my body. It was so cool.
Nice. Okay, good. I'm glad you felt it. So again, this is a group deal. Everybody who's on this call live or on the recording is participating equally in these healings. So thank you so much. Okay. All right. Do you feel complete, Linda, with your part of the work?
Yes, and thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you a million times, guys.
Our pleasure. Okay, so there's been some chat. Let me just see who's next. I'm going to get back to the chat window here. I don't know where it went, but I'll get it back here in a second. They're lining up. All right. All right. So this is, let me see who this is from. Just a minute. It's like Kay would appreciate help with a flare-up of arthritis in her knees. They're very painful and stiff. Okay. Just seeing how many folks got lined up here. Okay. Good. Okay, let's do Kay next. So, Kay, can you please unmute yourself and give us video if you can?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Kay. Hi, and we can see you too. Thank you. Okay, so you're having arthritis in your knees?
Yeah, it just suddenly got very bad. When this cold weather arrived in the past week, and it's worse than I've ever had.
Oh,
I can't go up and downstairs, and my knee is very painful as I walk around the house.
Okay, we understand. Also, your audio is a little bit faint. Is there something you can do to help us hear you better?
I could just talk louder.
That would help. Thank you. Okay. All right. So on a pain scale of 1 to 10, 10's excruciating, 1 is none. What's the pain level in your knees right now?
Well, when I just sit, they don't hurt. But if I try to walk or go and walk up and down stairs or do anything in the house, there, I would say it's like a 7.
Okay. Can you like stand right now just to get a sense of the current pain level, just so we can get a measure and something to compare to after?
By evening now they're a little better, but all day they were extremely bad. I would say now it's closer to like probably 6.
Okay, so 6 out of 10 on the pain scale. Okay. Okay, good. All right, so this one's easy. So everybody, let's get to work. So we're sending healing energy, and only the knees is the only area you're needing help
and
with.
And ankles also, the same problem, arthritis.
So knees and ankles both, and both legs. Okay. So everyone, let's if you're visualizing, imagine healing energy going to Kay's knees and ankles. If you're going to go the passive approach like me, just relax, ask for highest good energy to flow to Kay's knees and ankles for the optimal healing of her arthritis and the maximum, you know, optimal functionality of those joints. And then just let it rip. Rip is probably not the right word here. Let it flow. Okay, and Kay, you just relax. And those of you who are passive, just relax. Having called it in, you've done your part. Now your human self becomes completely relaxed. And using minimal effort to feel that energy flowing to her knees and ankles. Even if you're flowing actively with visualization, again, find that sweet spot of minimal effort, gets the job done. Be sure it's the divine's energy, not your personal energy, going over to Kay. You're a conduit either way. There we go. That's a nice feel. Yeah, I can feel the, Kay, can you feel those knees and ankles getting lit up with energy now?
A little tingling.
Good. All right. So stay. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Some folks on the call are going to be used as surrogate healers only if you're able So if you feel a little bit of sensation in your own knees and ankles, know the divine is distributing the healing work among some of our physical bodies. Do not worry. By the time we're done, nothing will remain in you. But they're wanting to use some physical bodies to process some of this. I can feel a little in my own, for example. So again, if you're feeling this as a sender, do not worry. Nothing will remain at the end. And they would not have chosen you as a surrogate if you were not perfectly capable of letting this happen through you. Good. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of energy in the knees, a little less so in the ankles, but there's plenty of healing juju in there now. So everyone just relax, continue relaxing into the flow. Okay, you just chill and receive it. Yeah. It's okay, you're starting to slip into an altered state, aren't you?
My feet are getting very warm, very hot.
Good, that's what we want. And my perception is they're shifting you into a bit of an altered state also, is that true?
Can't really tell.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's subtle, but it's there. So you can just relax and continue just relaxing and receiving. If you want to hold gentle attention in your knees and ankles, that'll help too. Just very gentle, soft attention there. Yeah, the heat in your feet is the heavy energy leaving that's being released from the knees and ankles. So the hot feet is just how this works. I can feel the divine. Is it true there's touches of arthritis in other parts of your body as well?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I can feel them working your elbows and wrists and shoulders as well, a little bit in the neck. So they can't help themselves. They're working a little bit of the rest of the body too. That's okay. But everyone just keep focusing on her knees and ankles. We'll put our conscious effort into the areas she specified, and the divine will peripherally catch the rest as appropriate. Yeah, this is taking a little while. They're having to work slowly and steadily on these. They always work as fast as they can. So we can rest assured that it's moving at the fastest rate that's going to serve highest good here. Yeah, there's a little more coming out the right foot. Yeah, just stay with it. This may take a few minutes. Y'all are doing really well as a group. There's a little more effort than we need. So everyone who's sending or being a conduit, just for a moment, relax down to nothing. And then only add as much effort back as is needed to keep the healing flow going. We'll actually serve her better by using the absolute minimum effort that she needs to get the energy over to her. That's better. Yeah, that feels nicer. Well done, guys. Good adjustment. And as always, everything I say applies to the folks on the recording just as much as those on the live call. I just have to give that reminder once in a while. Kay, have you optimized your diet for arthritis?
Okay. I'm trying. I keep cutting inflammatory foods.
Okay, good. They're saying that's important. So continue being diligent with that. They're also, are you exercising the joints?
Yeah, I walk on a walking machine, but sometimes I think I overdo it. I'm not sure if that's causing a problem.
Yeah, well, too much would be too bad. Also, but they're saying, yeah, diet and exercise are important, so continue diligence with those. They say they can do a lot, but you have to keep your part going too. I'm hearing leafy greens.
Okay.
Are you getting plenty of those in your diet?
I'll even add more. I do, but I...
Yeah, like, you know, kale, spinach, chard, that kind of stuff. They're showing me that. That will help you. Hard to get too much of that. Are you doing smoothies?
I usually do the greens. Just I make them, but it's true that I haven't been making them as much recently. So
yeah, the great thing about smoothies is you can get a ton of greens in a smoothie and you'll consume way more than you would if you were just eating them on their own.
Yeah.
So you might consider, I make smoothies all the time and I load them with greens. And I find all I have to do is just that they tend to be bitter initially, but then I just add enough maple syrup to sweeten it up enough, and then this is perfect. That's my own approach for what that's worth. Okay, good. I'm feeling some good shift in the knees and the ankles. So yeah, now we're getting a nice release. Good. So we're okay, guys. What happened is all this time was needed to build up the momentum, so to speak, and now we're getting some good flushing out of the knees and the ankles. Now I'm feeling a more significant release of heavy energy out the feet, so stay with it. Now we got some momentum of flushing of the heavy energy that was causing the arthritis. Good. Yeah. So just keep doing what you're doing. We've got good outflow now. Can you feel that, Kay, that the energy flushing out the...
No, my feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're...
activated.
Yeah. So stay with it. Mm-hmm. Are you getting a little bit of head buzz there, Kay?
Yes.
Good. Good. Excellent. Yeah, Kay, just relax and let them move you into your divinity. They're really turning your light body on now. So just relax into that awareness. It's all running itself. You just have to go with it. They're actually saying if you're especially diligent with embodied awakening, the presence of the light body merged with the physical body is healing all the time. Just the very presence of the divine being in the physical form kind of just keeps working healing throughout the entire body all the time. So they're saying, you know, diligence to embodied awakening will support the healing also. You may already be doing that, but they're just reminding you that there is a healing effect to that on top of everything else it does. Wonderful. Yeah, I feel that the energy is downshifting a bit. You can feel that you're not quite as light body-ish, you're a little more physical body again. Uh-huh. They're bringing the luminosity into the body now and focusing it especially into the joints where the arthritis is or has been or whatever the case is. K, Okay, does that feel complete, Kay?
Yes.
Okay, would you stand again and now test the pain level in the knees and the ankles?
It's definitely less.
Can you give it a number?
I would say it's like 3 or 4, but I do feel, you know, definitely more supple.
Okay, good. So again, they did what they could. Of course, you can do your own healing work just by calling the healing invocation and then holding attention in the knees and the ankles or both and continue that. And they're saying the diet's actually pretty important. So being diligent with that and avoiding the foods that would be aggravating, especially as well. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
One thing I learned from my own dietary reading is if you'll give it about 3 weeks, your body will actually come to prefer the taste of the healthy foods and will actually find the taste of the non-healthy foods repulsive. If you'll just give it about 3 weeks is the average adjustment time. Beautiful. Do you feel complete with the work, Kay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, cool. And Linda just typed, I felt that whole process. It was so cool and energizing. Yeah, it was fun. Okay, so I'm going to mute you. Thank you. It looks like you unmuted yourself. Beat me to it. Okay. Let me get the chat window back up so I can see it. See who's next. So Patricia is next. She would like help fibromyalgia, pain in the hands, back, head, and chest. So I see you've already unmuted yourself, Patricia. Do you have video available?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here in the dark. Let me... There you are. Hello. Light on.
All right. So fibromyalgia, and it's where exactly?
It's just like chronic pain, but mostly right now what's going on is my chest feels really heavy, and I've got this heart monitor thing on because I want to see why, and I get really foggy in my brain, the fibro fog. And then my hands hurt. I'm on like pain medication. I want to stop taking it.
Okay.
You know, it's just sometimes the pain kind of blows. So that's.
I hear you. Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, I think it's holdover. I think it's holdover. It's grief and stuff like that. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the good news is for our purposes, we don't need to know why.
Yay! Good.
The client already knows. So are you ready to receive some healing?
I am so ready.
Is fibromyalgia the word that's going to kind of cover all these effects?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I think it's like, I just feel sometimes just really blocked right here and here because the head is a problem sometimes, the pain. So actually, I think it's probably like my crown, my brow, throat, and heart chakras.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Or my nervous system.
Okay, so you relax.
Okay, I can do
and,
that.
And everyone who's sending this time, again, be passive or active as you wish, but what we're going for here is the maximum healing of her fibromyalgia and related symptoms. That serves highest good. Specifically, we're asking for relief in the chest, the head, the upper chakras, all the things she's mentioned. We're going for maximum healing. That serves highest good in those areas. And when I belch, it's not rude. It's just shamanic clearing. So Patricia, you just relax, receive, the energy's coming. There we go. Yeah, you can feel it already, can't you? Good. So you just relax, Patricia, stay passive and receive. And everyone else, y'all know what to do. Just be the conduit, let it come through. Yeah, you're receiving really well, Patricia. I'm not feeling any resistance to the energy from you. So just stay open, let it saturate. I'm feeling a little bit of egoic intention from a sender or two. So even if you are proficient at a technical form of healing. Please do not do that right now. Just be open, be passive. Either just imagine the healed whole part if you're doing any active ego work. Otherwise, just be the conduit and let the divine send it through you. But this particular form of healing that we do on these individual healing calls is better if your ego is not tinkering specifically. So just let the divine do it for you. Yeah. Wow, there's a lot of energy in your head, isn't there, Patricia? Yeah, so just let that buzz up your head there. I'm feeling the throat getting lit up. Yeah, they're hitting all of it. So you just relax and let them light you up. And now a lot of energy into the throat and chest chakras. Yeah, you're so open, Patricia. They're able to do this work pretty quickly, actually. So you're doing great. Keep staying open and letting them do it. Oh, there's some stuff coming out of the feet. Good. I'm being called to give thanks to Mother Ayahuasca, who has done so much to help me be open and able to do this work, and who is also present here right now, along with so many other beautiful allies facilitating this healing work. So many thanks to all the plant spirit allies, all the other allies present, all you beautiful human helpers. We're making a great team right now. Well done. Ooh, sorrow. So, Patricia, if you got some emotion coming up, just let that rise and either flush away or be transmuted. Do you feel that kind of big emotion in your heart right there? Yeah. So that is a source of the issue. So please allow that emotion to rise and be dealt with by the divine in whatever way they see fit. You don't have to know anything about it. No story, just feel the sensation, feel the energy. Yeah. It's coming up into your throat now. Yeah, you're beautifully passive. You're really receiving well. Just let them keep moving it. There's some more flushing out the feet. Good. Yeah, things are moving well. Yeah, the heart feels a lot more spacious to me now. Is the pain less in the chest now? Good. Yeah. Stay with it. Now they're lighting up the head. They're going to work that brain fog now. Some of your animal power allies are in there working it. That's great. Yeah, they're clearing up that pineal gland a little bit. That's part of why you got the brain fog. Your pineal's covered over a bit. They're doing what they can with that. another wave of emotion. Let that flush through as well, Patricia. And I know others are feeling this too. Again, if you're being used as a surrogate and you're feeling some of her clearing, just stay passive. Let it move through you. The divine will take care of it. And as long as your ego doesn't mess with it, it will just go right through and clear. You'll be like Teflon. Nothing will stick if you're being used as a surrogate healer right now. So just let it all move through. Many humans make light work. Yeah, that's pretty intense there in your crown chakra, but just relax into that, Patricia. They're turning it up pretty high. But it's not too much. You can relax into that. Yeah, I can feel your whole body lighting up. The upper torso a little more, but the lower body is getting lit up too a little bit. Yeah, the greater amount of light is reflecting that a lot has been cleared, and the light body is just more easily present now. But they're still working it. It feels like they're past the peak, but they're still continuing to work steadily. And y'all who are flowing, the human helpers, this should be effortless. If you're just allowing it to come through you, the energy should totally be running itself. You really shouldn't have to be using any effort of the human part other than just being able to sit comfortably or whatever position you're in. Just let it come through. Let the divine just use you like pipeline. You can do that all day. And never be depleted, because it's not your personal energy. It's the divine's energy coming through you. Nice head buzz. And now I feel them getting you firmly seated back into your body. There we go. Does that feel complete?
Oh, God, yes. Wow, you guys, that was so awesome. Thank you.
So how's the pain level compared to when we started?
Pain? What pain? I'm just glowing.
Hey.
I feel like I'm going to float up and it's fine. I'm fabulous. I feel... Good. Oh my God, you guys, I'm tingling all over. I'm just, oh my goodness.
Thank Yay. You so
much. Thank you so much.
Well done, Patricia. Good receiving and good sending, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is supposed to be a 90-minute call, so we still got some time. Let's see who's next. After Patricia, just a second. So Joanne would love a healing. So Joanne, would you like to show us yourself?
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I've never done this before. So I would say I've had this nagging cough because I had mold in my house and in Chapel Hill. And then I moved out of that house and I went to Florida. And so I was coughing. And so I went to Florida, and Florida's open for 3 weeks. Everybody around me is coughing. Okay. So I came home.
So Joanne,
yeah,
we don't need that much storytelling.
Oh, okay.
We just need to know what do you want to have happen?
Okay. I get the coughing and the throat and irritation.
Okay.
And tumor. I have a large tumor, and I have some cysts in my breasts I'd like to release.
Okay, where's the tumor?
Lower belly, a large round tumor in my lower belly. Above my
tumor in the belly. We got cysts in the breast, and we've got coughing and throat.
Coughing and soreness or whatever, irritation in my throat, okay. Coughing.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So would you like to, you'd like healing on those then? Okay.
Please. Thank you. Awesome. Yes. Well,
okay. So you. can you get in a relaxed position and receive?
Yes. Okay. Sure. Thank you.
So everyone, let's now close to Joanne. Again, we're going for the maximum healing that serves highest good for her cough, for the cysts in her breasts, for the tumor in her belly. Yeah, it's all coming in. Well done. Y'all are a well-oiled machine now. So just let the energy come through you. Joanne, you just receive it. This may be a little intense, but just relax and let it come through. And Joanne, if your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, mm-hmm. you need to cry or holler, whatever, it's all good.
Okay.
Whatever spontaneously wants to happen is all right.
Okay.
And again, once again, many of the folks sending are being used as surrogate healers. Again, we're dealing with a tumor, which might involve cancer, but none of us surrogate healers need to worry about catching anything from anyone we're sending healing to. The divine is very good. Whatever it brings through us, it will flush away, and nothing will be left behind that could harm those of us acting as healers. So you can relax and stay open. And as I said before, they'll only give each person the amount of surrogate healing work that they can easily handle. Whoa, they just came to stillness, and you feel that column of light all through your body there, Joanne?
I feel a tube of light down the middle, yeah.
Exactly. So just relax into that.
Uh-huh.
Totally tubular.
Mm-hmm.
Relax, yeah. let him work. Yeah, that's a beautiful big tube of light, and it's just full of healing energy. So let them do their magic there. There you go. Relax into that altered state right there. They need you in that altered state to heal you. So just relax into that sweet bliss right there. There you go. Yeah, this is a little bit like spiritual anesthesia. The conscious part is being relaxed and put into a sweet bliss state. And that way it will allow the deeper healing work to happen now. Yeah, the energy is downshifting and going deeper. Yeah, that blackness you're feeling in there, Joanne, or that thickness is the mm-hmm. toxic energy being flushed out.
Okay.
They will clear it before they're done. So don't worry about that dark shit. Yeah, if you need to cough, you cough. They're flushing it all out now. Everyone stay with this process. It's intense right now, but stay with it. We need to stay focused and heal. Yeah. Cough it out. Cough all you need. That's fine.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. Yeah, that's nasty stuff, but they're getting it out.
Yeah. Wow.
That's coming from the tumor. Yeah. Just let it keep flushing. Yeah, it's already starting to lighten up a little bit. There's still a lot of black, but they're keeping it moving. Yeah, Archangel Michael is using those portals. I call it at the front. They're taking that cancerous energy out the portals, so it causes no harm to anyone.
Ah, wow.
Good. Stay with it.
I got a neck pain in my right neck.
It's okay, stay with it. Just relax and know that whatever's happening is transitory.
Okay.
It may hurt a little bit as they work it, but the pain will not stay beyond the healing process. Okay. Relax. Yeah. That black stuff is mostly out of the field now, but they're still got a lot of energy. Stay with it. Y'all are doing great. This is our most intense healing of the night for sure, but stay with it. We're doing great. Yeah, it feels pretty clear now. And they're now upticking the vibration. It went higher in frequency and it actually increased in intensity just there. So Joanne, just relax. It's probably feeling pretty intense right now. Just stay with it. Let them work. They always monitor the person they're working and they'll never give you more than you can do. So if you just relax and allow, you will be able to handle all the intensity they're putting in there right now. Yeah, now it's calming down. Oh, wow. It's like you've become comfortable with the intensity now, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So they gave you an upgrade there. So you can now live in that level of divine intensity from now on if you want to. That can be your new normal right there. Until it upgrades again, of course. It always just keeps getting better.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. So we're not done. Stay with it. Yeah. So I feel a little bit of resistance, Joanne. Can you relax and open fully?
Okay.
There's nothing for you to do except relax and receive. Your absolute passivity will give you the best outcome. There's nothing you can try to do that they can't do better.
Okay.
But just let them use their expertise to help you. Just fully relax, receive. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. There you go. They're actually singing that song from Oklahoma. Anything you can do, we can do better. So that's from Annie Get Your Gun, I forget, but that's from musicals, yeah.
Funny. It tickles.
They can be funny. Cough it out. Okay, it's feeling like a stasis field now. Yeah, so now they're just holding a strong, steady state field, and they're helping these healing energies go deep into your essence, down into the cells and the DNA and all the everything that makes your human self. Mm-hmm. So just relax as they just really saturate you with this beautiful light. Yeah, this is an upgrade. You won't be the same after this. So just relax and let the upgrade happen. Let the new, better you emerge like a butterfly out of a cocoon. There you go. I think that's it. That feel complete?
Wow. I felt like, you know how when you send off a balloon without tying it off, it just goes poof and it goes, you know, it felt like, yes, I would say yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you feel, is there any difference you can feel in your body now from what just happened?
Yeah, actually, I'm checking my breaths. They feel empty. It's odd to say, but if they feel empty.
Mm. In a good way?
Am I lower?
Yeah.
Yes. And my lower belly, let me see. That's bizarre.
What?
It was a softball size tumor, and now I feel like a crystal quartz crystal ball there.
Huh.
Like, that's what it feels like. Quartz crystal ball where the tumor was. It looks like that.
Has the size changed?
And maybe a little bit smaller.
Okay.
But it was a softball size. It was a huge one. And it feels like a quartz crystal sphere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it's transformed somehow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're saying it will help you to keep sending healing light to that sphere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're saying for a while a daily practice just asking for highest good healing energy to go to that sphere that you feel down there now.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You'll know intuitively when you're done. But they're saying just keep at it for a while until you feel that your follow-up personal work is complete.
Thank you. It makes me, I want to cry. I feel release.
That's fine.
Very, very much. Thank you so much.
And crying is good, so it wants to happen. Don't hold it back.
Yeah. And I had some energy in my head. I don't know what, there was like a lot of like fingers going in my head.
Yeah, yeah, they were going all out on you. So.
Thank you all so much. Thank you so much.
So we thank the allies and the humans and everyone else. Yay.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is fun. All right. So let's see if there's anyone else who asked for a healing. We have time for maybe one more. Hang on. Let me see what's on the chat here. Lauren would love a healing lower intestinal pain near bladder and bowel and pineal gland. So Lauren, are you still here? Lauren?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Okay. So lower intestinal pain near the bladder and bowel and the pineal gland. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So
I'm laying down, so
that's fine. That's fine. That's a good way to receive. So anything else we need to know?
No, I mean, it's really kind of hard to pinpoint exactly where it is if you're not looking at it, but it for ladies, if you can imagine kind of like where your ovary is, I had a full hysterectomy 9 years ago, so I have nothing there. But it's like right where your left ovary would be.
Okay.
Like where this pain is.
Okay. So are you feeling the pain right now?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And what would the 1 to 10 pain number be on that right now?
Right now I'd say it's probably about maybe a 3 or 4. Wow, I'm already getting
okay.
Warm.
So just feel, just be fully aware of the pain right now, if you would, just to get a baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you mentioned pineal gland. Is that a pain or is that a different motive there?
Well, I've been trying to work on getting my chakras aligned and balanced over the last few weeks. So if anything, I would love to have just a full retunement of my chakras as well.
Okay. So the pineal gland is a means to the end. What you really want is the aligned chakras.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So we'll run with that. Anything else we need to know?
No, that'll do me.
All right.
I'll let them figure out what else they would like or whatever is needed.
Okay. Well, they're pretty good at that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you just relax. And humans, let's now visualize for Lauren a healing of the lower intestinal pain near her bladder and bowel, near where the left ovary would be, as she described. And then full healing and alignment of all 7 chakras, the main 7 chakras, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Once again, you can actively, that's a lot to visualize personally, so I'm just going to go passive as always. So whether you're visualizing actively or just relaxing and being the conduit, be sure that it's the divine's energy going through and not your personal stash. Make sure it's all coming from divine and you're just what it's passing through. All right, here we go. I'm feeling a lot of effort from the senders. So see if y'all can chill and just let it come through you on its own. There are some people who are getting a little fatigued at this point. So if you're feeling a little tired and you're a sender, just relax and say, hey, divine, I'm tired. Please do this for me. And if you are tired and you happen to be doing an active visualizing, just relax and be passive. Just let it come through you as you just be the pipeline now. That's better. Good. Remember, it doesn't take any effort from your human. The human just relaxes and the divine does it through you. But they need to put it through a human body to give it a certain magical healing quality. There you go. That's a nice conduit. That's good. We got a good flow now. Well done, guys. This will be our final healing. So just one last round here. And just to give credit where it's due, this process we do was inspired by the Power of Eight protocol created by Lynn McTaggart. We're not doing exactly her protocol, but it's similar and inspired by. Again, those who are being the conduits, you may be used as a surrogate, your body may be shaking, or you may feel stuff happening. Just relax and allow your own body to be used in whatever way the divine sees fit to help Lauren. The healing work is being broadly distributed among us, so no one's getting more than their share, but each according to their ability. Whoa, they are working that pineal gland, aren't they, Lauren? Yeah, I feel the third eye especially. So, yeah. So, Lauren, are you feeling that energy pretty strongly in your body?
Oh, I am, very much so.
Just relax and let it run. Yeah, what they're doing is mostly beyond what a human mind can comprehend. So no one has to worry about trying to understand it. Just be the conduit that's coming through. Or if you're Lauren, just relax and just feel it without trying to understand it. Minimizing the mental activity is always helpful when we're doing invocation style work in the style that I'm offering. Nice. Yeah, so they've mostly filled you now, Lauren. So now it's the steady state soak in and absorption part. I haven't felt any release from that lower area yet, but I can feel them saturating it. Oh, they're working it now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So just relax into the pain. They are not going to cause any more pain than is necessary to accomplish the healing. Ugh, that's nasty. Let them clear that thick, dark energy they just extracted and let them move it through in whatever way they see fit. Like an energetic tumor kind of thing. Yeah. It's, yeah, they're, feels like they're mostly transmuting it Can you feel, Lauren, how it's not actually leaving, but they're shifting mm-hmm. it from dark to light? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let them transmute it, and whatever they're transmuting it into will be healthy, good energy for you. So let them just spread that transmuted energy into your body however they wish. Nice. Yeah, you feel almost entirely like a light body now, don't you?
Yeah.
Good, so just relax into that. Yeah, they're toning down. You can feel the frequency, the brightness of the lights dimming a little bit. Mm-hmm. They're integrating these frequencies into your physical body now, so you can kind of be upgraded mm-hmm. and operate at a higher level moving forward. There you go. Do you feel complete?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was like waves at the very end. Like there was this push of energy that was just radiating all over every part of my body. And
yeah,
during the transmutation, I've always felt that this pain that I've been experiencing for almost a year now, and I've been many doctors to see, no one can figure out what it is. And I just knew it was darkness, just dark energy that was just stuck and I couldn't get out.
Did you feel that when that dark stuff flushed out and they then get the light?
Yeah, I could feel them kind of transport it like towards my feet. So I felt, you know, going down my legs and up into my torso, but it went from being dark into a light, and it just like spread itself out and beautiful. Just dissipated.
Good. Well, hopefully, you know, I never know whether a person's getting an absolute final complete healing or just a partial healing as much as they can do, but you know, just, they're saying you should be hydrating well the next day or two. If you can definitely take it easy, at least for tonight, and then kind of minimal exertion tomorrow. That was a pretty
good. It's a rest day tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can chill tomorrow to some maximum degree, that'll be great.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everyone.
Yeah. So any other feedback from you, Lauren?
If anything, I felt this rainbow like sheen just throughout my whole body to where it just felt like all of my energy that's been feeling stagnant and stuck in its own way is now moving and, you know, working with my higher vibration, which is what I've been really going towards.
Yay.
Yay.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Absolutely. So, so we'll mute you. Thank you, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Thanks for playing. And I'm feeling energy is now being given to everyone. So if y'all be patient for just a moment and relax, you may feel that you now yourself, even if you've just been a sender, are receiving energy. And this is the divine thanking everyone who's been sending. And this is for you, again, live recording. It's all good. You'll get it either way. So just relax and notice your entire body feeling luminous. And just receive this little parting gift from the divine. Let them light you up and give whatever serves you most. They're saying it's going to be different for everybody. So just relax and receive everybody now. It's increasing in frequency and intensity. Yeah, everybody should just be relaxing now. Nobody's sending, nobody's conduiting, everyone's receiving only. Just receive. Again, no effort, please. Just receive passively. They already know what you need. Please don't consciously direct the energy. Just let it run. There you go. Thank you. And there it is. Okay, well done. Okay, so I'm going to call the directions and close the formal work. And then we'll run a little past 90. If anyone has questions or comments or feedback, I'd love to hear from those who are sending what their experience was like, if you're open to sharing it. But first, let's honor everybody's time. We'll formally close the Mesa, and then it'll be optional to stay after that. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocham, Inti, Kwi. Allies, thank you so much. Thanks for this beautiful healing. Wow, it was spectacular. This one's going in the best of list. Thank you, allies, again, for your beautiful, beautiful healing and support work. You're so good. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I'm being called to say my private closing. If any of this wording is helpful to you, feel free to integrate it into your own practice. I ask the following constantly, to the greatest extent that serves highest good: maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of knowing and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum support for the great global awakening, maximum abundance that supports all of the above, this or something better. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Okay, that closes the formal process. If any of y'all would like to work with me individually at astroshaman.com, you'll see where I do astrology and shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching and such. Check that out if you're interested. And we're now, again, if you need to go now, then feel free to exit, whether you're live or on the recording. But if you'd like to hang out a few more minutes and share questions or comments, so anyone's now free to simply unmute themselves and speak if you wish, or type in the chat window if you prefer. The floor is open. Kay typed, such a beautiful experience. Thank you, allies. Thank you, everyone, so much. Joanne says she is so grateful and thanks, everybody. Eva sends blessing and her phone battery's dying. Patricia types, just feeling so utterly blissful. Love you all. Thanks to all. So beautiful to feel all this gratitude. By the way, that's one thing I consistently hear. I do a lot of listening to business books and podcasts and personal development stuff all across the board. I keep hearing gratitude is so important. So it's not a bad idea to create some kind of gratitude practice and just be thankful even for a moment for whatever has good happened to you. Jenny types, so amazing and fun. Good night all. And someone unmuted briefly and then put themselves back on mute. So yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Hi.
I don't recall who the first person was that we were sending to or holding space for, but I remember that my heart chakra is where I was feeling it. And that I know that wasn't one of the things that we were particularly focused on, but I had a warm beam of energy, a metal rod, but straight into my heart. Mm. And it was very, very warm and radiating out. Mm. So there was some intense heart chakra stuff happening.
Nice.
And then I think it was Kay with the arthritis in the lower legs.
Uh-huh.
And I had the pleasure of helping with the left one.
Uh-huh.
The left knee, the left ankle, the left bottom of the foot. There was a little sciatica in there. Uh-huh. Went up into the neck and shoulder. Yeah, I got all of that for you, Kay.
Thank you. And I'm forgetting, is your name Dina or Deanna?
Yes. Except for an answer this time.
I'll alternate. All right. Beautiful. Thank you for doing that specific work. So apparently sometimes the divine will delegate certain people to certain little bits. So delegation is awesome. Lauren typed, thank you, everyone. I'm very appreciative of you all being here tonight. I'm thankful I showed up and to have all you here today. Please be well and love to you all. Thank you, Lauren. Anyone else? You can type or talk, whatever you're up to. It's fine.
Hi, it's Brenda. I'm going to put my video on. Hi. I think it was Joanne was asking, and she said about fibroids in the breast and then the pineal gland and then the mass in her intestine or something, or you know, in her inside her. So anyway, you called it right away and said, oh, I feel somebody's like their ego, and instantly I stopped and was like, and I was like, oh my gosh, that I was doing that. I was, uh-huh. I was searching. I was, cause that's what I've done as a child, you know, uh-huh. just go in and just see what the problem is and then put energy to that, you know, uh-huh. and, uh-huh. you know, through the Lord. And so anyway, it was like,
gotcha. Yeah.
And then right away, I said, okay, I'm just going to go to the Lord, you know, and let this, be a conduit that way, you know. And oh my goodness, the flow was whoosh, like a pillar, just huge. And oh yeah, so I saw just things dissolving, going through the, you know, through the bloodstream and through the intestinal tract and just moving on out. And you know, and oh, it was great. It was really great. But it was like, oh my goodness. But actually what I wanted to say was, I'm not so tired, you know? So this actually schooled me, you know, and helped me to further help with things and a different way to look at moving my energy, because, you know, I wasn't taught. It was just instinct. Yeah. It's what I did. Yeah. So that was great. I got spanked.
Well, no, it's not that it's bad. It's just, you know, that's not what we do here.
Right.
Here we let the divine do it through us and for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are other healing modalities that involve like what you're doing, where the ego is very actively, you know, moving the process through human mm-hmm. will. And mm-hmm. that can work too.
Right.
And many powerful healers use that method. So I'm not running it down. I'm just saying that's not what I'm called to lead here.
Right.
And
right.
because that's our style, a person actively manipulating it is going to disharmonize the process.
Right. Right. And usually I'm just going with the flow and just, uh-huh. you know, in with it. But this particular time I did, I caught my, and I was honing in and going through and then I got caught. So it was really funny.
Thank you.
I had to share that. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing. I had no idea who it was. I can feel the disruptions in the field, but I don't ever know who it is. I don't get mm-hmm. shown a person or anything. So I never would have known if you hadn't fessed up. I'll share one thing, though. First, I want to say I have tremendous respect for Reiki. It's a marvelous healing modality. But I have worked privately with two Reiki masters. And like this was private, like, a, you know, consultations one-on-one where we got into doing a little energy work. And I said, okay. And I had them send energy first using their traditional Reiki approach. And they said, now let's try it the other way. And just ask your divine to flow through you whatever energy serves highest good and just be completely passive. I think I was having them send to me as an exercise. And both times they said, oh my gosh, there was so much more energy when I just relaxed and just let it run itself. Mm-hmm. So what I have experienced myself in terms of that is in the early phases of my learning healing through ayahuasca ceremonies and stuff, there was a lot of Benjamin making it happen. And ayahuasca spanked me no small number of times and said, let me do it. And I learned through lots of mistakes that it was actually a more effective if I just relax and let the divine do it through me. They needed the human body to be the conduit and to set the intention. Yeah. But once the healing got going, they always do it so much better than Benjamin does.
Well, yeah. that was such an eye-opener for me. And I mean, especially how I feel right now. It's like, yeah. I'm so supercharged. Yeah, it's really great.
And at the same time, there may be some people who are just wired up to do it through a more ego-based way. And that is a better process for them. And they should do it that way. Mm-hmm. But I offer this just let relax and let the divine do it approach. And of course, every person can choose for themselves what modality they want to use. It's all free. This is just another way to do it. Yeah.
And then also when we were doing at the very end for ourselves, you know, I was instantly taken to the clouds as if I was seeing up, like I was in the clouds, but it was like like the orange and like the sun was in the clouds with me. It was right there. And I'm just floating, you know. And then it was like I was on a barren desert where you see all the, the wind swept, you know, tunnels in the sand and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there it was what I'm saying. It was all very blissful and not anything in particular. It was just like all wide open spaces and just being so supportive. It was really, really beautiful. Great. So thank you.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, Brenda. I'm really glad you're here.
I enjoy it. I do.
Thanks for showing up.
Thank you. Okay. Having the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Okay. So looks like Patricia has unmuted.
Is that okay if I unmute and share two things?
Sure. Quick. Go ahead.
One of the things that you said during my healing, you spoke about ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
Ayahuasca. And I felt that so clearly. And it's funny because we did a meditation a month or two ago and I saw her and it was just so profound. And I felt too shy to talk about it at the time. But when you said that, I just went, oh yeah, you know, because I do. And when you were talking about the animals and I just felt that all. And it's so cool because this is all very new. This kind of like receiving is very new to me. And ayahuasca is new to me, although I totally resonate to her and to the animals. And just all of this stuff is opening up to me, which is funny because I'm almost 70 and I'm like, woo! And the other thing that, you know, I love learning new things. The other thing that you're saying, I took Jinshu Jitsu and Reiki and all those things and learned those things almost 50 years ago now.
Wow.
And the master who taught me, one of the things she said is she said, let your hands be the jumper cables for the universe. Don't, it's not coming from you. It's coming through you. Don't, you'll deplete yourself. And I really had to work on that. So it was really good to hear that I can be passive. Yay. You know? It's all very, I feel so, I'm just so grateful and so happy. And I feel so grateful that I found all of you. You guys, I found my tribe. Yay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Patricia. Thanks for the beautiful view. And thanks for being here. Okay, cool. All right. Anyone else?
Yes, it was. It's been such a wonderful experience. I just.
Linda, your audio is really off. Can you somehow make that microphone available so we can hear?
I got it. I can get it. Can you hear better now?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay. I just love all this experiences. I cannot thank enough people. I mean, it was just beautiful. And I'm still tingling, and I can really feel that the thyroid is really working a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's much more open and stuff. And then the rest too, there's more divine presence, and it just feels, oh, I'm so grateful I joined. So Yay. Grateful. Thank you so much, everyone.
Mm. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for the beautiful feedback. Anyone else? Let me check the chat. I've had that down where I can't see it here. Hang on a second. All right, so let me catch up with the chat here. Hang on. Nikki typed, healing is still going on. Thanks, what a privilege. Carmen typed, I feel so grateful to be part of this group and part of this awesome work. Thank you all. Joanne says, fun, thanks for sharing. Deanna typed, thank you, Benjamin. So glad to be here tonight. Wow, beautiful feedback. Anyone else? Last call. Risa typed, I'll just say thank you and good night. I love seeing how much brighter everyone is. Yeah, me too. I just want to specifically thank the allies for allowing me to be able to see all the stuff that I see when we do this. Just really grateful. That's when I was younger, that's not an ability I ever thought I would have, because it did not come automatically. It came through a lot of ayahuasca ceremonies and such. So really grateful to the divine for allowing me to be an effective conduit. Deanna, you're unmuted.
Yes. Is tomorrow night the night that Larry is doing his thing? Yeah. I see him on here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Wednesday night, tomorrow night, Larry will be co-facilitating the special call. And it's the first time we've had an Awakening Plus member kind of be featured this way, but I'm hoping there will be lots more members doing this kind of stuff. So yeah, show up tomorrow night and support Larry and have an awesome experience. It'll be a unique event like we haven't done before. I tried to describe it in the info.
I never read the info.
Larry, would you like to unmute and briefly tell us what you're going to get up to tomorrow night? It's optional. You don't have to. So he's not unmuting. So, wait, here he is.
There he is.
Hey, Larry.
What was the question?
She was asking about your event tomorrow night. I was wondering if you wanted to just say a brief bit about that so people would know what's up.
It'll be an awesome adventure. Come and play and come and discover something that would love to emerge from you.
Sounds juicy. That
sounds perfect.
Well done, Larry. Thank you. Anyone else? Or were you done, Deanna? Were you done, Deanna? Did you have more?
No, I'm done. Spirit is asking for something. I'm not identifying what it is.
Huh.
So all day today I've been off, and so I'm here, and I'll be here tomorrow night, because maybe it's for tomorrow night. I'm not sure.
All right. Okay, cool. Well, chances are if you keep showing up, something good will happen. So, yeah, they're saying they're doing what they can with you. The thing they have to do with you is going to take more than one round. So they're saying repeated exposure will help. They're also saying you may discover certain archived events that call to you as well that will help you.
Okay.
If you're still alive. So feel free to, yeah, they're saying there are events that will help you in the best of page. You know where that is? How to get to mm-hmm. that? Yeah.
I think I can find it.
Yeah. When you got your welcome email, when you joined Awakening Plus, I linked to the best of page in that welcome email. So it's in there. Or if you just can't find it. Actually, there's a, actually every time you go to the live, every time I link you to an event archive, if you just scroll to the top of that section, there will be a link to the best of page right at the top of the events page.
Okay.
So I put links to the best of all over the place. So it's hard to miss them now. So it should be over there. Yeah.
What I've been experiencing is an awful lot of fatigue mm-hmm. to the point where I can't even think about going to the page.
Oh, wow.
And so I just say, okay, whatever I need, and then relax into it because there's something moving through and I'm just not identifying it.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'm feeling, is there pain in the left side of your head?
Really not clear. At the moment, and perhaps because they've spoken to me about that before or through that before.
I'm really feeling the left side of the head. Really, there's some stuff there that needs to move. Yeah.
And yeah, I'm feeling there's something, and it's just sluggish.
Yeah, I feel that. So actually, if you'll just, you know, as we close, if you want to just call healing for yourself and just focus your attention there on the left side where you feel the discomfort, they're moving that a little bit right now. They just got it started while you were talking. Okay. So, you know, so again, we've done our formal healings for the night, but they'll work with you for a while if you stay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying be patient. You're moving something that has a long lineage and it's been around. Yeah. It's a family thing, not just your personal thing. So be patient with it. Repeated visits to it, but they promise it will move if you're persistent.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep after it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
They can only do so much at once or they'd overwhelm you. So they have to limit each round to what's tolerable. Okay.
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 Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for letting us know. All right. Okay. Anyone else? I'm being called to share one more thing. I'm really pleased that the divine has been using me effectively tonight. And I just want to reemphasize again, when I started my plant spirit work, I was very thick. I could hardly perceive a thing in the inner world. And I just was really persistent and just did ceremony after ceremony after ceremony. And I've done all kinds of stuff. And if anything, I'm a demonstration that if you just stick with it and just don't give up and just keep doing your spiritual work as best you're guided, that even a slow kid in the class like I used to be, who could hardly feel a thing or see anything in the inner world, can develop a greater capacity for service and whatever I do. So I'm just holding myself as an example of what can happen when a person who's not really good at it when they start can just develop into over time, as a hopefully inspiring example to anyone else who's feeling, oh, I'm not very good at this. If you're inspired, stick with it and you will get better. Okay. So I hope that came off as inspiring and not egotistical. That's what I was trying for anyway. Okay. So anything else from anyone? All right. Looks like we're done then. Thank you all so much. It's such a pleasure to do these calls. These calls are like just about my favorite time of the week. So I love doing them. Thank you all for showing up and helping me find joy in my work. So we'll wrap it up for now. And again, this one's going in the best of. This was really extraordinary. And keep showing up. Thanks for being in Awakening Plus. And thanks for coming together and making these events possible, because it's all of our energies together that make it real. Okay. Good night, everybody. Many blessings.